Welcome to The Rolling Wave with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
Here on the Voice of Vashon in the heart of the Puget Sound. And we're going to play some new music for you and old music for you here in January 2026. And we're going to start things off with Beluga Lagoon.
Feeling bold, and somehow I know where I'm going. The first clear day of a cold gray year, and lo and behold, I'm all alone in the dripper on a storm, telling me this is his home. So on I go off the road, don't stand on the toe, jack on a hole. Ramble and roll, so what flies in the eyes again? I think I feel alive again. Oh, going slow. Oh, the sun she glows, dipping my toes in the lens. So what flies in the eyes again? I think I feel alive again. Oh, going slow.
I see the twinkle of the town, and I am burned to the ground. Mole on a mound, hearing all the sounds going round and round, and I'm woken by the crow. And I see diamonds in the floor. So on I go off the road, don't stand on the toe, jack going.
Thank you.
defies the life of man, and where now for the lass is old. Green grow the rushes, oh, green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses, oh. The worldly race may riches chase, and riches still may flight them, oh. No, at last they catch them fast, that hearts can ne'er enjoy them. Canny routine, my arms up at my dearie, oh. And worldly cares and worldly men may all get absolutely, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses, oh. Senseless asses, oh. The wisest man the world e'er saw, he dearly lured the lasses, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses, oh. Nature swears the lovely dears, her noblest work she classes, oh. Her prentice hand she tried on man, and then she made the lasses, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses, oh.
And that was Claire Hastings from Scotland singing a Robbie Burns tune song called Green Grow the Rushes, oh. And this is kind of the Robbie Burns month, given his birthday is January 25th. And that's there'll be a Robbie Burns supper on the island and many other places in the world. And
all civilized places have a Robbie Burns night.
Yeah, where people drink scotch and eat haggis.
Sing songs, recite poetry.
Yeah.
Is haggis a thing you eat or drink? I don't know.
You eat it. So at least you're supposed to eat it. Some people find it inedible.
Yeah. I always put that in the category of lutefisk.
Oh, no. No, lutefisk is inedible. Yeah. Trust me, being raised Norwegian, it's inedible. You have to spray your throat with that sort of pan coating, you know, like Pam. So it just slides down without you noticing. Oh, that's the only way to eat that stuff. And I get in heated, ugly, vicious arguments with other Scandinavians about this, but okay. I cannot. But so, I love haggis.
All right.
Yeah, haggis is, you know? First of all, haggis is sort of like casserole. There can be all kinds of different haggises.
Okay.
Haggis eye.
Haggai.
And I've had some really good ones.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
There was a guy on the island.
Doesn't mean I'm going to eat it when somebody offers it to me.
There's a guy on the island who made it out of venison, which was really good. But then I've had some that, you know, just basically taste like liver. And other kinds of sweet meats, you know.
Yeah, no, thank
and,
you.
You know, unless you pile lots of brown sauce on it, and
yeah,
you know, Tabasco's not big in Scotland.
I'm not a super super adventurous eater, so
yeah.
Well, every culture has at least one culturally reverential, you know, that's not the way to say it, but inedible food from from the times when they were quite poor and put things together, you know? And that just happens to be one of the butt of the jokes for Scotland, but it's a sausage.
It's basically a sausage. They they call sausages puddings.
Mm-hmm.
So like black pudding is basically a blood sausage.
That's true, though. I think you're right. Every culture does have its scorned food. Like in Australia, it's Vegemite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you talk to Australians, they love Vegemite. But people go over there and try it and go, ugh.
Yeah. I think you have to be raised with it. Marmite's the same kind of a thing in England. But, you know.
All right. Yeah. Food we have known and loathed.
But being raised with lutefisk, which, you know, I mean, historically it was the inedible parts of the codfish that nobody wanted, the head and the tail that was preserved in lye, and then you had to get the lye out, and then there's really nothing left of the fish, but you eat it anyway. That's pretty much.
You're not adding any enthusiasm.
No, and
for me,
and I don't know. The haggis is helped along by the whiskey.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that whiskey is very good for, one of the many.
If you have, they mash up turnips too. They're called neeps in Scotland. And so you get this mixture of mashed turnips, mashed potatoes, haggis, which the best haggis you can get in the United States is basically like a shepherd's pie.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's pretty good. And then they have Scotch eggs, which are actually not Scottish, but people have adopted them as Scottish, which are really good.
They're basically egg Wellington.
Yeah, it's an egg wrapped in bacon and flour.
I didn't mean to interrupt your back cell. You were telling us what we've been listening to, and I had to go off and turn it into cooking show.
These diversions are welcome, I think, by our listeners. Well, before Claire, we heard Ian Lothar, who is originally from Kent in England, and playing the Northumbrian small pipes. Those are a bunch of jigs. And Ian is retiring this month from the Lazy A, as we like to call it, from Amazon.
Oh.
And so that goes out to Ian. He's a wonderful guy, wonderful piper. And then we started things off with, I don't know what you'd call Beluga Lagoon. I guess they're kind of folk rock or something. You mentioned Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, they had a Mumford & Sons vibe.
Yeah, that's kind of, And I just discovered them on YouTube. And I kind of like their music. You should check out their videos because their videos are weird. And wonderful.
Did you just happen to discover Claire Hastings that way too?
Yeah. Yeah, I search around on YouTube and see what I can find and on Spotify.
And that was lovely.
Yeah, she's great. I don't know that she's ever put out a CD or has any professional recordings out there. That was just something she did in her living room. And, her voice rose above the limitations of the recording equipment.
Yeah. That was a really nice approach. It's simply done. It's such a beautiful song too, you know.
Yeah. Green Grow the Rushes, though. Supposedly the story is, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard it, is that the reason Mexicans call Americans gringos is because during the Mexican-American War, there were so many expats from the UK, and as they were in the United States Army, and as they would march along, they'd sing that song, Green Grow the Rushes.
Oh.
And so the Mexicans said, oh, those are the gringos. I don't know if that might be apocryphal. Who knows?
Well, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
It's told in Irish music circles too as Green Grow the Laurel.
Oh, okay.
So
could be that.
I don't know.
There were lots of Irish Americans in the U.S. Army at that time. So.
It's true.
Many of them actually defected to Mexico.
So there's a bunch of Irish Americans living in Mexico.
Yeah.
As a result of.
They formed their own regiment called the.
San Patricios.
San Patricios.
Wow. Are they based in a certain part?
Mexico City.
In Mexico City.
Yeah, they still have a pipe band.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to change We're gonna listen to some fiddling from Cape Breton. This is one of my favorite Cape Breton fiddlers, Ashley McIsaac, and he's gonna play some pipe tunes.
Got a nice, she's got a neat could not stretch his bay, could not stretch his bay. Hour away from me, Willie, hour away from me. There's not a man in those Stratham. Would it be by me, by me? Would it be by me? Thank you.
Dale Russ with the guitar playing there of our good friend Mike Saunders, who is sadly no longer with us. The tunes were Lord Gordon's and Jenny's Chickens. And then before that, we heard Karen Casey singing Epi Mori. And the concertina there was played by her husband, Neil Vallely. And we started things off with some jigs by Kate Bretner, Ashley McIsaac. And we want to thank our good friend Jeff Hoyt.
Oh, you're welcome.
With the
the pusher of the buttons.
The million-dollar voice. And, of course, Kat Eggleston across the table from me here.
Yes,
and also,
thank you, John.
The many supporters of the Voice of Vashon. We really appreciate your support, and believe us when we say we couldn't do this without you. So we're going to move on with another song, unless you had to add something, Kat. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, I have nothing to add. You did quite well yourself.
We're going to play another song from the Burns repertoire. This is A Man's a Man for All That. And it's by a Scottish singer with a very Scottish name. His name is Paolo Nutini, or Nutini. Paolo Nutini.
He's a Scot, though.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
Yeah, is this another one that you discovered?
Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
It's a live recording, it's not your perfect studio recording. But here we go with A Man's a Man for All That.
And this is a song called A Man's a Man. Is there for all is the poverty that hangs his head and all that? The coward slave, we pass him by, we dare be poor for all that. For all that and all that, our toils obscure and all that, the rank is but a guinea stamp, the man's the gold for all that. But though on him may fear we dine, we're poor and grey and all that, he fools the soaks and knaves their wives, a man's a man for all that. For all that and all that, the tins will show and all that, the honest man knows he poor, a single man for all that. Yeah. You see yon Bertie called a lord, was struts and steals and all that, though hundreds worship at his word, he's bad a coof for all that. For all that and all that, his reverend star and all that, the man who independent mind, he looks and laughs at all that. And let us pray that comet may, as comet will for all that, that sense and worth, oh well, the air shall bear the green and all that. For all that and all that, it's coming yet for all that, that man to man. For all that, for all that and all that, it coming yet for all that, the man to man, no world or I, shall brothers be for all that.
How about scoring? Thank you. was on a Monday morning, right early in the year, that Charlie came to our town, the young chevalier. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. As he was walking down the street, the city far to view, oh, there he spied a bonny lass, the windy peeking through. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. So light he jumped up the stairs and tittled at the pen, and who's so ready but herself to let the laddie in? Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Sing it. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. He sat his Jenny on his knee, all in his Highland dress, for brawly wheelie kent the way to please a Highland lass. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. It's up yon heathery mountain and down yon scroggy glen, we dare ni gang a milking for Charlie and all the men. Paris Hilton, 1787. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. Oh, Charlie
is my darling, my darling.
Charlie. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier. Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the young chevalier.
Was Eddie Reeder singing Charlie is My Darling. And then we had, in the middle there, we had David Menely and Mick Keneally playing some
Woo-hoo!
Great tunes there. That was in Irish, it's the High Call Cap. In Scotland, it's the Bonnie Highland Laddie. And then the other tune they played was Napoleon Crossing the Alps, which is in Scotland known as the Battle of Waterloo. And then we started things off with Paolo Nutini singing A Man's a Man for All That, a Burns song.
Yeah, and we thought this was a good time to kind of interject this little a bit of history about that song, one of my favorite songs on the planet, the Scottish version of This Land Is Your Land, only better. Woody Guthrie actually wrote a letter to that man, Robert Burns, when he discovered his work. It's amazing. It's worth looking up. And apparently, when Dylan was once asked to cite his greatest influence, he said, "My love is like a red, red rose." He quoted the lyrics to that. Amazing. So I got back in 2019, I had this online instant message conversation with my old friend Scott Alaric, who died not that long after that, just suddenly, of a heart attack. And he was an amazing guy. He was a folk singer. He was a journalist. He was an author. And he loved to do research. So we had a discussion about Robert Burns. And here's what he sent to me, something that was from his writings. He said, and we should all know this, it's part of our history. When Frederick Douglass escaped slavery, the very first thing he purchased with money earned as a free man was a volume of Burns poetry. His love of Burns became so well known that he was invited to speak at an NYC Burns supper in 1849. And he said this, "Though I am no Scotchman and I have colored skin," he began, "I am proud to be among you this evening." He pointed to a portrait of Burns and said, "If any of you think me out of place at this occasion, I beg you lay the blame at the door of him who taught me that a man's a man for all that." Isn't that wonderful? Mm. I mean, that song was being sung by people all over the world at a time when it was very dangerous to say such a thing. And he wrote it at a time when it was very dangerous to say such a thing.
Right.
Back in the mid-1700s, mid to late 1700s. So, there you have it.
Yeah.
One of the greatest songs ever.
Well, another Burns song is it The Slave's Lament?
Is that what it's called? Yeah, but that's the one that our own Julie Mainstone sings often. Right. And
which is another beautiful, haunting mm-hmm. song.
Another thing that was dangerous to talk about.
Right.
He was quite good at that. I mean, there's such a power to singing about things. And he was so popular at the time of these that people would be going around all over the world singing these songs. It was kind of like how the parallels of Woody Guthrie are amazing. You know, the people were singing "This Land Is Your Land" at a time when everybody was getting thrown in jail for being a communist.
Right.
You know? There you have it.
Yes.
So, your message for this month.
Yes. Well, we're going to move along with some Irish piping from Paul Harrigan.
Thank you. salt and pepper, Justin Bieber. Salt and pepper, que panty. Salt and pepper, Justin Bieber. Cojo, vamos, henna, vamos, henna, vamos, henna. Salt and pepper, Justin Bieber. Salt and pepper, que panty. Salt and pepper, Justin Bieber. Cojo, vamos, henna, vamos, henna.
Thank you.
That was Mary McNamara playing Rakish Patty there at the end. And before that, she played The Crosses of Anach. And before that, we heard Pete and Diesel. Salt and Pepper is the name of the song. Wonderful song. Wonderful send-up of...
all kinds of people.
Scottish and British culture. You should watch the video. It's hilarious. And then we kicked things off with Paul Harrigan on the Illan pipes, the Irish pipes. And we want to thank you again. We want to thank Jeff again for helping us out.
Thank you, Jeff.
As usual.
It's what I love to do.
Well, you do it well. And then I want to thank you too, Kat.
And you too, John Daly.
Yes, thanks. And it's a wonderful day here on the island, a little overcast, a little chilly, not raining, thank God. And we're going to go out with a kind of a, I don't know what you call this.
It's a commentary,
commentary,
I guess?
Commentary, yeah.
But, it's hard to say.
There's a word for it.
It's a fake out, is what
it's
it
a
is.
Fake, yeah, it's an Irish song, but listen to the words. And this is off of Mr. Newberger's AI Funnies. So it also has a great video if you're going to check it out on YouTube. So without further ado, the song is called O Pam Bondi.
Oh, A.G. Pam Bondi, where have thy files gone thee? Is thy investigation still on thee? I expect more from one of Trump's blondies. When thou was just a wee lass, did thou dream you'd ever lie so fast? To hide and slow walk evidence, to say what does not make much sense. Oh, A.G. Pam Bondi, it's time thou didst abscondee, though Trump remains quite fondie. Thy shenanigans are dragging on thee. Oh, I can recall not so long ago, when law protected the victim so, and crimes were not based on friend or foe, but thou work and pray for the big pedo. A.G. Pam Bondi, did thou do this for stock or bondi? We know to take grains of salt when thou respondi. All will be well when you're finally gondi.
I really hate that sad loser, Mr. Newberger.